I had a dream last night that I woke up like feeling so upset from. So I think that like my boyfriend and I got captured by somebody. It was kind of like he's watching Game of Thrones, but trigger warning. And then we like tried to do like a dual suicide, but
work.
I lived, unfortunately.
That's so kind of Severine of you.
And then I was weirdly like on a set with Trixie and Katya.
I
was so like devastated because my boyfriend had died, and I was like, I was on the floor, like sobbing, crying, like I could not get through it. And I was like, I can't do this today. And like, how the fuck am I supposed to record the podcast later? Like, just so devastated. And then I woke up and I was like, so relieved that it was a dream. I didn't murder my boyfriend. And I was like looking at his location on Find My Friends. And he's like driving to work. And I'm like, I was like, babe, are you alive? Are you alive?
That's not a nice text to wake up to.
I killed you in my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was sad about it. So
no, I was really sad about it. I was really sad.
So it's totally fine.
I don't know what was happening.
And he's listening to this podcast.
Because he listens now.
So
hi, babe.
Dreams are not real. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
No, I think it actually means. No. Wait, just give me 1 second. I think when you love someone, there's a risk of hurting them and being hurt by them.
Sorry. What's the scenario where you hurt them more than they hurt you?
Wow.
You get to work with Trixie and Katya.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty cool that I got to be on set with Trixie and Katya, though. I don't know what was happening.
To your mans, thank you for your sacrifice.
Sorry, I killed you.
The clout lives on.
I don't actually want to kill you. That's actually so scary. If I was a man.
Go on.
If I was a man on this podcast being like, I had a dream that I killed my girlfriend.
No, locked up.
Take me away. Take me away.
A secret place.
Oh my.
A great escape. Let's get this episode started.
Let's get started. Hello, everybody. My name's Taylor.
My name is Kaivon.
And welcome back to another episode of
No Follow-Up Questions, the show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s. How are you doing?
I'm good. When this episode comes out, it will be my birthday.
Old. Everyone collectively say, happy birthday,
old. I'm going to be 26.
Bye-bye, insurance. Hello, back pain.
Uh-huh. So I've been...
Right. Researching.
Researching insurances.
Okay.
I think I make little enough money to qualify for.
Cover California?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Back when I was pushing the old beans, serving coffee, I was on Cover California and.
Was it good?
It was, and then it really wasn't. It was. I had to pay, I think, like $12 at first. And then I went full time at the coffee shop. And then my like subsidy from Cover California went to $1. So I was paying like $300 or something a month for insurance. That's not
okay.
True. Is that true? Hold on. Yes, it was like $300, and then I paid for dental on top of that.
I'm not paying for dental.
I did not have vision insurance. And my eyes haven't been checked since. So
I got my LASIK already. My eyes are good.
How are those teeth?
I pay out of pocket for dental.
Okay.
I've never had dental insurance. My family doesn't have it.
I have gotten swindled a few times by a good old dentist with insurance.
So
I just don't go out of protest.
the embarrassment. Okay, so I think I've told the story before in the pod about how I go to this really hot dentist who was on The Bachelorette. And I pay out of pocket for him.
Is it worth it?
I mean, it's like fine. Like it's like the dentist. And I don't have like teeth issues.
I do.
So
sometimes.
Well, maybe you need specialized care then.
I don't. And by that I mean I don't know that I do because I don't go to the dentist.
So yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
The embarrassment.
I can't see my teeth.
Yes, you can. You should. The embarrassment when I didn't go to the dentist for like 3 years in college and COVID. Mm-hmm. And then I had to like come to this hot dentist and be like, I'm so sorry. It's like the embarrassment that I get when I...
Wait. Did you hear that dentists can tell if you've been sucking dick?
Okay, I have heard that. Did you hear this? But it doesn't really make sense to me.
Why?
Okay. Well, let's think about this for a second.
Thinking.
If we're thinking about the roof of your mouth, mm-hmm. and we're thinking about the tip of a penis, which is harder?
Why do you whisper that? Cock!
If you're thinking about the tip of a penis,
sure.
and the roof of your mouth, which is harder?
It's not about which is like harder. It's the impact over and over again.
Okay, if it's... I think if it's hitting that forcefully, I'm not... You're doing something wrong.
Right. It shouldn't be hitting the top of the roof of your mouth, in my opinion. However you do it is up to you. Don't answer that. Don't look at me. But I'm just like...
It gets bruised?
It gets bruised. And apparently it can only be bruised from like repeated impact. No, Doc, I wasn't sucking dick. It's not what it looks like. I was just...
Eating a popsicle.
Popsicle?
Yeah. Just... Maybe I should actually... Okay, next time I go to the dentist...
You have to have one of those like stained orange or blue tongues so it's convincing.
I'm like, I think the roof of my mouth is really sore.
My thing is, how much time do you need between sucking a dick and going to the dentist for the bruising to go away?
I don't know.
Like, how long did your tolerance break?
Should I ask? I'll ask.
Ask who?
My dentist. Yeah, absolutely. Like, hey. Like,
I got a
boyfriend since last time you saw me. Are you jealous?
Can't hide anything from anyone nowadays.
But speaking of being 26 and losing my health insurance, I'm feeling very positive about this birthday.
Why? What's changed?
What's changed is actually everything in my life.
Right. So true.
I had a big quarter life crisis last year.
And it's behind you.
Left the entertainment industry. Yep. Moved.
Went back to school. Boyfriend.
Fell in love.
Oof. Scary.
Why did you think that sound?
It's just hearing that out loud is just like, whoa.
Why?
Literally same, but like, it's scary.
Isn't it?
I actually would love to talk about this, but we'll do it later in the episode.
Isn't it? But yeah, like everything in my life has changed and everything's like for the better, except for, you know, I'm not like making money.
Right.
But I will, I'm setting myself up to make money in the future and have like a stable career. So it's like very crazy how much has changed in a year. Mm-hmm. Also, I think I've hacked the birthday celebration.
How so?
I think like, in the past, I've tried to, like, do my birthdays around what's going to be fun for other people.
You chose something that you want to do. Selfishly.
And then, yeah. So, going forward, it's just do whatever I want.
Absolutely.
Invite the people
that are around me
to join me. And then
I feel like you should do that all the time, though. I mean, obviously, like, you'll be the attendee sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, like... It's your life.
So true.
Excuse me.
But yeah, I don't know. I think like people, like birthdays can have a lot of like pressure to them. Mm-hmm. I always see these memes of like, about like how girls cry on their birthday. And I'm sure I will cry, but yeah, I'm like feeling excited about the stuff that I've planned. On my actual birthday, I'm getting a tattoo.
Right. Do you know of what yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's like she's a flash artist who I've liked for a long time. And I have my friend, Emily Ballmeyer, has a tattoo from her. That's so sick.
Is this not the same girl you've been going to?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Different girl.
Okay. Same style though?
Kind of similar style. Okay. Like I think it'll fit, but okay. She's all flash only. So when you go in there, you look at her book. And you pick something,
okay.
Either a big thing or two small things. So we'll see what I get. I kind of like the idea of like being impulsive and
scary.
Choosing something cool. I'm getting a massage the day before my birthday.
I'm jealous. I wanted to go this weekend, but I simply do not have time.
Yeah. I love a massage. My mommy gave me a gift card. And then, yeah, so the next day is my actual birthday. Tattoo. I have class.
Are you serving looks that day?
I think I have to.
Yeah.
And then,
do you normally serve looks when you go to class?
It depends on how much what happened.
Are we going to kitty purr on your birthday though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then I'm going out for dinner after class with my boyfriend in Culver City. It's like the chic like restaurant I've wanted to try before.
Cute. We should talk about that restaurant.
Oh my God, Hatchet Hall. And then later in the week, I'm having a little kickback.
Is it a kickback or is it like a full rager?
It's not a rager. It's not a rager.
We're watching a movie.
We're watching Twilight.
But like, how many people are going to be here?
Maybe like 10.
Right.
Not that. So it's
like, do you need help setting up?
Maybe. I mean, I think, I don't think, I just think it, like, everybody who's coming, I'm like close to, so I'm not going to stress myself out, but I would like to have themed cocktails.
Do you want to make cocktails for you or you're going to do it?
I want to do it.
Fuck yeah.
So I think that'll be really fun and getting a cake. So cute. Living the dream.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Your gift is already on its way.
Oh my gosh. But we recently celebrated. It's like birthday season right now.
September is an expensive month.
September, October have a lot of Libras, Virgos who I love. Mm-hmm. One of whom's Max Rand, just turned 29.
Happy birthday, Papa.
We went to this amazing restaurant.
Jody Thomas just had a birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Jody. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Miss Rosie Baker is about to
My friends Antoinette and Gina are having their Libras born on the same day.
Scary.
So they're having their birthday in October. Just like a lot of...
My man's birthday is in October, too.
Your boyfriend's Libra. It's just a lot of people... Mm-hmm. Birthday season.
A lot of people should be scared.
A lot of people were fucking in like January in the 90s. So we're really excited. We went to Hatchet Hall for Max's birthday.
Yes. So he was like, hey, come to dinner with us. I didn't know where we were going until the day.
I texted him a couple days before and I was like, because I had put it in my calendar and then like forgotten about it. And right. I was like, oh, I should
said,
like,
yes, not make even sure in the calendar.
This is still happening.
But he told us the day of. And I was like, I need to know where we're going and what time so I can get there on time. Like, do I need to serve looks? Do I need to, like, not eat the next day so I can afford this? Like, yeah. What's the situation? Takes us to a Michelin star restaurant.
Right. I wasn't prepared.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Unexpected surprise.
It was so good. And I think the amount of people we had and the makeup of the group was perfect. I wish Melody could have come, but... I think having six people was perfect because we could order a bunch of dishes, each have a little bit of each. I felt like I was like full but not stuffed. Right. And I felt like we got to try so much of the menu.
It also felt like everyone with us was like geeking out a little bit.
Yes.
Which was fun.
Appreciating the food, right. Discussing the food,
right.
Game to try.
Everyone had everything. At some point worked in food service.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like... We had comments and critiques and yeah. Praises and I don't know, I had a great time. It was super fun.
The service was great. It was like mismatched like tableware and
it was very like New Age plantation, so the racism was like below the surface.
Yeah.
That was the decor.
Yeah. Like it was like your grandma's house.
Not my grandma. My grandma is from the South, but that was like white grandma.
Yeah, it was white grandma.
Yeah.
White grandma who's like kind of
generational
cool.
Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you could get married on this plantation.
And I would. Let's get married at Hatchet Hall.
That'd be so funny.
It'd be funny.
I mean, oh my God, how cool would that be though?
I wouldn't be surprised if at least like a reception has happened there before.
Yeah.
I heard that the bar that's attached to it is really good.
Ooh.
Did you go to the bathroom there?
No. I should have.
Around the back or even like... It's like across the street from the pizza place. That's the entrance.
I'm going to the pizza place for my birthday.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, let me know how it is because it looks good. But across the street from there, across the street from there is, it's like an attached bar and I don't remember the name, but I heard it's really good.
Oh, fierce. Maybe I should go there on my birthday too.
Maybe both. You're only 26 once.
But God willing. So happy birthday to our Virgo Libras. We love you guys. We have like a lot of pop culture to cover.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And I feel really grateful because on the podcast today, we have the leading expert and researcher in Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet studies joining us today on the pod.
Here's the backstory. If you're here from our TikTok, hi, hello, welcome.
Welcome.
So sorry you had to see me. I was aggressively high.
Violently.
The people high. That knew me were like, hi.
It was just like, I mean, okay. And I didn't want to say anything the night of because I opened my TikTok and saw Kai being like, I want to talk to Taylor about this on the podcast. And I was like,
okay. Well, I sent it to you moments before I recorded that video.
For me page.
Right.
So I was, saw this video and Kai's eyes are like closed, basically.
Someone in the comments is like, bro, can you see me? I just have like naturally droopy eyes. And so when I smile, they're like closed. And if I'm high, they're non-existent.
You don't, the eyes like recede into your head. But because it was the night of, and I figured you were probably still high. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the worst thing to do with a high person is be like, you look so fucking high. Like,
If it would come from you, it would have been fine. I got high the other day thinking I'm going to have a night to myself.
Uh-huh.
And my boyfriend FaceTimed me asking like, how do you fix this household item? Needing things from me.
Useless.
And I was like, hey, look, and I don't get high in front of him.
Oh, so, really?
Like, knowing that you have gotten high in the past and probably will again and understand.
Yeah.
You've gotten the too mechanics. High before. These are your expired gummies that got me there.
Before. Oh, really? The way I passed off, like, two bags of 3-year-old gummies.
The thing is, I didn't read the package until after I'd taken it. Normally, I would take, like, half that amount or 3/4 that amount. And I just, like, I went a little too far.
But what was created was art and cultural criticism, which I think we're all about on this podcast.
Absolutely. That's our ethos.
Intelligently critiquing the dumb pop culture that we're obsessed with.
And we should talk about it a little more. If you are here from that video, welcome. Join us.
We do this a lot.
The pee-pee poo-poo is never ending and we will continue, whether you ask for it or not. I'm not going to rehash the entire argument. Just know that like Tim and Kylie are in fact real.
They're real.
Scary.
Although something happened today that made me think they were maybe a little less real.
What?
So on Twitter, I saw that Kylie had been photographed with like her phone, kind of like she was holding it like outside and she had touched the screen so you could see her lock screen. And it was a very, I sent you a screenshot. It was a very close up picture of Timmy and Kylie like snuggling on her lock screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she's holding her phone to make sure that we see it. It's giving performative.
Was that like all of it's a little performative, but does that make it fake?
I guess not necessarily. But Kai's TikTok was all about, they went to Italy. And it's not actually clear whether they went on a trip together or they had, you know, both separately kind of come there and then convened in Italy. But there were some beautiful images shared, not in one post, but in just sprinkled throughout their Instagram pages.
I took a note out of your book and like put up my red string on the map and was calling out names and all of the above. And if you look at it too closely, it starts to unravel a little bit. And so we're just not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
All I want us to do as a collective is just to simply like be happy about it.
Yeah.
The reaction to that video was very mixed. Some people were like, oh no, I get it now, which was the intended effect.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, It's a PR stunt, Kylie, blah, blah, blah. Some people are like, oh God, another man who's figured out that loving their partner is like good.
And then some people were like, people are dying, Kim.
For real.
Care about something real. And then to that I say, how do you know?
How do you know?
Do
you have proof?
Kai just clocked out of his shift at the brain surgery factory and then made that TikTok after a long day. So like you can shut up because you don't know what you're
talking
about.
You can shut up
because
what are you doing? I don't see you adding to the conversation. Right. Right.
But it's
why
like,
are all of you trying to break down this like potentially real relationship?
Because it's not, I think what a lot of people are missing is, okay, yes, the photos all have a very specific aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kylie like laying back with her hair in the breeze. It's picnic. It's real butter. It's short nails. It's natural wine.
Right.
It's rolling hills.
Sure. A little sunburnt shoulder.
Sunburnt shoulders, mm-hmm. natural makeup.
Right.
Like, okay, yes, that is an aesthetic. However, mm-hmm. there's an intimacy to the photos.
There are. That I could only see while high.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I need that to be clear. Like, I can watch that video back now and I'll laugh at the because I'm a funny person, right?
You are funny.
If I was looking at those photos any other time, I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. Scroll.
Uh-huh.
But what, I was just aligned with the universe.
And you saw perfectly. The connection. And I think that is the real thesis statement of the TikTok. Is that you can only capture images of somebody like that mm-hmm. if you have a genuine love and affinity for them.
I think, yeah, the most successful photography is like, let me show you how I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And showing us how he sees Kylie as not this like Insta baddie.
Wait, but she still is though. The thing is, she is still kind of, you can tell she just does that.
She is the baddie.
Or it was like a full production, who knows? Mm. But like, however, it's like there's a candidness to each of the photos that you don't normally see. There's a billboard down the street where she's like naked and very posed and like, mm-hmm. it's just like a different side. It has definitely endeared her to me a little bit, this whole process.
And the photos of them like cuddling at Renaissance, the photos of them cuddling.
They were spitting in each other's mouths.
Like, yeah. The photos of them making out at the U.S. Open mm-hmm. and they're just both wearing black and had these like little mm-hmm. sunglasses on. Like, that's just like kind of silly and fun. But the way that they're interacting, like they seem like now, before Renaissance, I did not believe that these people had ever been in the same room.
Never.
I did not. I was like, what do they talk about? How do they interact? I couldn't imagine it.
Other than like people's like feeling. Mm-hmm. Their relationship was a feeling.
Uh-huh. And it didn't make sense.
This is the first concrete proof that anyone has that they've ever even met.
But seeing them giggle, mm-hmm. like...
Do you think Tim Tim's funny?
Yeah, in his way. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Do you think he like reads her to sleep? Oh my God.
Sounds so nice.
The baby. Babies? Baby.
Kylie's babies?
Yeah. Babies? Does she have multiple?
She has two kids.
Okay.
Stormy is like, that was really good. Stormy is like 5, I want to say.
Who's
and
her other baby?
Her son is like 1, 1.5.
Does he have a name?
And his name is Air.
Stormy Air?
His name was originally Wolf, but then they changed it to Air.
Oh, thank goodness.
A-I-R-E. Thank God they changed it to really something cute. More normal.
Right.
Yeah, that is cute. So what were your questions about them? Do you like, are you wondering if Timmy like
Tim
co-parents?
And the babies. I actually don't even care to like go that far.
You know what?
Because if I was dating Kylie and it was still new, I'd be surprised if they've even like spent significant time together.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like she's the kind of mom who would wait before
and
introducing
someone.
You probably
would too, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Especially if it's like they're it seems like their relationship is not in a bad way, but like in this fun place mm-hmm. where they're
just having fun.
Yeah, I think not in a bad way. Their relationship is in this place where they're traveling, they're going to events together, right. they're like having fun. Like, I mean, they're both young.
Mm-hmm.
They're my age.
They're a little younger than you.
But they're like our age. So they're like fun. They're like having a good time. They're getting to know each other.
You're about to be in your late 20s.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
It's not that extreme.
Still mid.
Still mid. Never forget.
Still mid. I'm in the second half of my 20s, maybe. Okay. You can make that argument.
Okay.
But and I think early is 20 to 20.
We're splitting into 3. Not into 2.
Mm-hmm,
but if we were to split it into 2.
For argument's sake.
You've crested. You're over the hill, babe.
Just go with me. I think early is 20 to 23. Sure. Mid is 24 to 26. Late 20s is 27 through 29. And I'm right about that.
Mm-hmm. Standing O.
I know you want everybody to be old like you, but
I love my age. You're not going to knock me down anymore. I've accepted it. 30 is the new 25.
Yeah, that's actually cool.
I am hot, sexy, and free. My bank account is on the up. It's not this month, actually.
Actually, yeah, I know that I will be in a lot better position.
Right.
My goal is to be like
28, turbulent. 27, awful. 26, the beginning of the end.
By the time I'm 30, I will be like fully licensed. Right.
What are we doing? What are we doing? The thing that we said we're going to stop doing. 30 is not the finish line.
No, but I'm saying, no, I'm agreeing with you that 30 is going to be like a beautiful time for me, hopefully.
But if you're not licensed by 30, that's also okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But then that means something went wrong. Like, that means I dropped out of school.
So much has gone wrong.
I didn't, like, get a supervisor.
Tim and Kylie. Oh, Kim.
Kim Lee. I've been saying Kylethe in my head, but I don't know if that might be dumb.
Kimothy.
Kimothy
Schlenner. Kimothy Schlenner.
Love him.
Speaking of love, okay. Oh, first off, as a whole, just rounding up all those comments on that video, and are they still coming in?
I'm sure they are.
It last time I checked, it was over 500,000 people had seen my high face. Scary. No one at work has brought it up, so that's all that matters.
That's good, yeah. But I'm sure that, you know, how TikTok is like, oh, your contact is on TikTok. I'm sure.
Much to think about.
I'm sure it's good on somebody's.
All I have to say is, does it really matter that we know whether or not it's real? Why isn't it enough for us to just believe that they're happy?
Okay.
Why isn't it enough to just vote for their love?
I think we're coming at it from a perspective. We're coming at it from a perspective.
So true.
Where we believe in love now. At
did
this
we
moment
not before?
In time.
I think we did, but we were just jaded because it was elusive.
But like, let's think about us like a year ago.
So you're saying all these bitches are salty.
We would have been salty.
So
I know I would have
If you're listening
been.
Now and you're new because of the video, Taylor is explicitly calling you salty and jaded.
No. I'm just saying that like, well, I've been, well, you said something to me the other day.
I did. At
Hatchet Hall.
I'm scared.
I said something and you looked at me.
We barely spoke.
I know. But I said something and you looked at me and you were like, you've changed.
You said, okay, you were talking about the power of love and how like just being in love changes. Because me and Amy were sitting next to each other and we looked at you and we're like, Taylor Cass.
Yeah.
Is this the same Taylor Cass that was like, who? Why not me? When will my husband come home from war?
Right. I don't know. I was just being positive for like 30 seconds and my friends couldn't handle
all
it.
All of us were like,
I know, it's like very weird for it's
no,
very weird
no,
for me.
No, we've all entered a new golden era, if
I know.
You will. Let's talk about love.
Mm-hmm.
I have an assertion that you might agree with now more than you used to. I think that falling in love is actually really, really easy.
Okay, T. No, I'm interested.
You said a word.
Same word.
I think that we, in the like the throes of dating or even just like... the beginnings of a relationship, or even the way we view it, long-standing relationships, we think that love is this like arduous, like journey we have to go through, and it's a bunch of ups and downs, and there's fighting and remaking and blah 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 blah. But I think at its core, the falling in love is the easy part.
Yeah,
it's all of the weird expectations and like perceived obstacles, and everyone else's like input and your own like preconceived idea of what a relationship is, that's what gets in the way. You knowing that you love someone happens very easily, very naturally.
I agree with your meta statement.
Sure.
However, I kind of think I was thinking about it from like the opposite way. I feel like I see a lot of narrative about how like my relationship's perfect. I knew like on TikTok, it's like, I knew he was the one, like, the second I, like, sat down for our first date. Like, I've never had any doubts. Like,
I simply don't get these videos.
I mean, but I think, like, maybe women say that more. Mm. Like, there's this kind of, like, if you're not 100%, like, you never fight, you never have any problems, like, nothing ever goes wrong. Like, that is, like, what you should be striving for. And if you, like, don't vibe like that, then you're doomed. Yeah, the falling in love part is easy.
Sure.
But when you're with someone that makes you feel safe, you feel more objective. And then you can actually, like work on more long-term compatibility stuff.
So you agree with me?
I agree with you. But I don't agree with you that saying I love you was hard. But maybe it's hard for certain people. But for me...
No, not that the saying of it was hard. Now, there are things that I do experience that you probably don't.
In yeah.
I don't say it to a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
And it does take a lot of buildup for me to say it to who I do say it to. But I'm just saying, in more generally, leading up to the point where you say I love you, whether it's
yeah.
2 weeks in, 3 months in, 6 months in, a year in, however long it takes you, there's a reason you don't say it when you first realize it.
This is very, like, annoying of me, but you know that John Green quote where it's like slowly and then all at once, whatever.
No.
Okay, whatever.
I went outside as a teenager.
Okay, please. I love to read. Fucking see me. I'm gonna say it when I say it. You know? Okay. It's just gonna happen. Like, I'm just that kind of person.
Where things just happen.
Things will just, the words will just come out of my mouth when they feel like coming out, and like, I'm just not gonna.
I don't live my life like that. We're very different.
Yeah. You're looking at me like I'm just like being so crazy right now.
You're not crazy.
Uh-huh. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was waiting for a response. You're not crazy. Your experience is valid.
Okay. So what is your point?
I see.
So what is your point?
Falling in love is easy. That's why they write songs about it. You know it's not easy?
What? What?
Apparently being married to JoJo.
Getting a divorce.
Let's talk about these two. These fateful two.
It has
gotten worse and worse.
It's gotten worse and worse. And today, actually.
There's a custody battle ensuing.
A couple days ago. Okay, rewind. A couple days ago, Taylor Swift went to dinner with Sophie Turner. And this was exciting because Taylor Swift had dated Joe Jonas like 10 years ago. And he apparently dumped Taylor in a 27-second phone call, which was like very rude of him.
How do you know that?
Because she said it in like interviews before. And so those two went out to dinner. And then like 2 days later, Sophie sued Joe because she's saying that he is like wrongfully hiding their daughter's passports from her, so she can't take them back to the UK, where that's her primary residence and where they had bought a home together and were planning to make their permanent home.
Right. They had a pre-arranged plan that he's now reneging.
Mm-hmm.
But from his perspective, she is attempting to flee with the children.
Yeah. And that she had.
And therefore hold the divorce proceedings overseas as opposed to here.
And something that happened that was part of her suit filing was that it was a kind of like background info on how they got divorced.
Hmm.
So apparently there's something that said that they got into a big argument on August 15th, mm-hmm. which is Joe's birthday.
Okay.
And that she learned that he had filed for divorce in the media.
It was the TMZ of it all.
TMZ.
They actually broke the story, didn't they?
I think so.
Fuck TMZ.
TMZ's on, like, they're on it, though.
But how nasty.
It's
imagine
nasty.
Finding out your husband is divorcing you.
Nasty.
Well, Joe says that, like, the proceedings were already underway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just didn't know they were serious. He was serious. Fuck. Either way, it's messy.
It's messy.
And it's getting worse. And apparently Joe is, like, on one recently. Because he's currently on tour, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's, like, thrusting and doing a lot of...
Very,
like, vulgar things on stage.
Annoying. And he's been posting thirst traps on Instagram.
Interesting.
I mean.
How old are their kids?
Like 3 and 1.
They can't be that old, right? Yeah.
Very young. So, I mean, hopefully they will get all this ironed out before the kids get wise to what's happening and start to be affected by it. But it sucks. Like, I think the fact that they're in two separate countries is going to be hard. Even if they end up having joint custody, like, I don't know. I mean, that's why like all the 90-day fiance stuff is so dramatic.
Wait, what?
Like having, like they're in 90-day fiance history. There's been a couple instances of people having like a one night stand with somebody in another country, coming back to America and they're pregnant. And then it's like trying to figure out like, can the like dad come to America or can the dad go to the other country to like see the birth of the child? Like, what citizenship does the child have? Yeah. Like, are they going to, you know, try to get married? Like, are they going to split up? Like, it's just all this. If they break up, like, where does the child live? It's like all this, like, international
so maybe drama. The romance of dating someone from overseas is like overhyped.
Yeah. I think it's just too hard.
Or the solution is don't have kids.
I mean, I was reading this article today about how...
Was it an article or were you watching TikTok?
No, this actually was an article. Okay. I would say TikTok. I'm not ashamed of that.
Okay.
But it was about how, like, between, like, 2 and 10% of parents regret having their children. And...
2 and 6?
It was, like, there were, like, different numbers for different...
kind of higher.
Yeah, different studies for different, like, phrasings, basically. Yeah. Because, you know, when you conduct a study, you have to... You're asking a specific question. But, yeah, there was, like, a kind of, like, a minority, but a, like, you know, a strong minority.
Imagine being part of that 6% and admitting out loud that you regret having kids. And then we're like, oh, thanks for your input. And then we leave you with... that realization.
Yeah.
Well, I hope my parents don't regret having me.
I'm sure they don't. You turned out so good.
I'm also a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
They did their job. Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
One of them did. Sorry. Let's talk about Troye Sivan.
Let's talk about it.
Troye's kind of in the moment.
Okay. I kind of like this this new song.
That's like the first time that the sample of that song, what is it called? I don't remember.
I don't know.
It's like it was the meme song. It's like the Nyan Cat song. Sorry.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Deep cut. The song itself, I really like.
Yeah.
It's a bop. The music video, I love the choreography.
It's very thematically.
I love a concept.
Similar to Rush.
Why is he so sweaty? I'm into it.
Yeah. Where is he?
I wouldn't be surprised if when the album comes out, he releases like, because the videos relate to each other.
Yeah.
Like a full, because he's narrative. Done that before.
I love Troye Sivan.
Troye Sivan's kind of in that.
Remember when he was like a YouTuber?
Yes.
Damn.
And what freaks me out is he's like 28.
Wow. Does that freak you out because you think he should be older or younger?
Younger. He's really like cornered the market on.
Yeah.
The twink persona. Like young, hairless boy.
Yeah. Would the genre be like twink pop?
Twink pop. I'm into it.
Twink pop.
Instead of hyper pop or girl pop, it's twink pop.
I've been really listening.
That's actually really cool.
I've been listening to Kim Petras' album Slut Pop at the gym.
Mm-hmm. Wait, have you listened to Sam Smith's music at all recently?
I mean, I know the big hits, but I don't know like their recent
stuff. I only know
what's
on TikTok. But one of my coworkers went to his recent concert.
Uh-huh.
And he... At the end, sorry, they at they. The end had a strap on, a cane, just hitting the strap on.
Okay, interesting. I feel like at the beginning of their career, Sam Smith was very like a crooner. Like,
what do you mean by crooner?
Like, it was all about the voice, yeah. Voice like butter, voice also, an angel.
Sad. This is Sam Smith when not sad.
And now, I mean, with Unholy, it was very, we are. You know,
right. Being a lot of this music is like, queer and sexual. Spank me, I feel bad. I'm feeling naughty. It's that kind of music.
Interesting.
I heard a clip today and I was like, maybe I should, for the community, give it a try. Like, why am I praising Troye Sivan but not giving Sam Smith a try?
Are they different types of music though?
They're both like overtly gay. One is a little bit more like poppy and the other is a little bit more like dark wave, but I feel I can at least listen to it. I'm trying to listen to just more music that I wouldn't normally turn on. Mm. I just listen to Preacher's Daughter.
I was listening to Preacher's Daughter the other day.
The concept of that album is so cool.
I and love the song that where album.
She screams, "Stop!"
Ptolemaia. I get just like chills just thinking about it.
Well, I listened to Brittany Broski just talked about it on her podcast, and she like read some of the behind the like. I wouldn't have known that. Like she got killed and eaten.
The lore, yeah.
I wouldn't have known that unless I read the lyrics, but like she's very Lana Del Rey at some parts, and I don't like Lana.
I would say she's also like
a little Evanescence, which I did love.
Dark folk Lana Del Rey.
And there's a little country, there's a little poppy, but when she strips all of that down and just sings, it's like, oh, not my vibe initially, but I'm really glad I listened to this because I'm really into it. All of that to say, like, Sam Smith is not my vibe.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to give it a try. And I should if I'm willing to give Troy a try.
For the culture.
Right.
I love Ethel Cain. I'm so happy you listened. I had known a couple of her songs. And then last year, Rosie took me to her concert.
Right.
It was insane. Her voice is just so like clear and strong.
Does she play instruments? While she plays?
She didn't. I think she did produce a lot of that album.
The album was really herself. Good. And the use of the echo and reverb was like, you would think that it might like get overdone at sometimes, but it fit that album so well. And I love a good concept album.
Yeah.
I need to get into Hozier. I need to get into Rosalia did a concept album.
Chic.
I'm just like, my mind is expanding.
Mitski has a new album.
I've never listened to any Mitski music.
I know a few Mitski songs, but I Paul Mescal was posting a ton of Mitski songs on his Instagram story.
What's he going through right now?
he's very like sad girl music. That's how he got to know Phoebe Bridgers.
Right.
Because he loves sad girl music.
What's the update with what's her face? He was found on Hinge recently.
Raya. Okay, so they hit the Pentagon. They hit the Pentagon.
Okay.
I think I sent this to Emily or Emily sent this to me because we both keep tabs on Paul. But a London girly spotted Paul on Raya.
Which does not confirm or deny that they had a thing going on.
That the human but daisy?
All you girlies might be wrong.
That he's single?
No, that he and her had a what's her name?
Daisy.
Yeah.
Edgar Jones.
Had a thing going on. Maybe they did and it didn't last.
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to hit.
Yeah.
And
that, I could actually see that happening. Like they were together like very briefly because they've been friends for so long. The sexual tension was built up over like shooting this series, you being friends. It?
The first time I realized that people, when I was in high school, that people were having sex at my age, because I was a virgin until an age. But when I learned that these two people had sex, I was like, why'd you guys do it? I was like, do you guys like each other? In my mind, I'm like, oh, you guys must love each other. You're going to have together forever.
Your boyfriend, girlfriend.
They're like, oh, no, we wanted to have sex, so we did.
That's interesting.
It was like such a clear-minded adult view of sex.
That's interesting for high schoolers, too.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I think that that can take a lot of the pressure off of it.
I wish I didn't. I'm a man, one, and two, I'm much older now, but when I was a virgin, losing my virginity, I was like, this is going to be a big deal. I'm going to remember this first.
Yeah.
And I do, but it's not, it doesn't need to be this,
because
it wasn't good in any sense of the.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think I kind of wasn't, I wasn't, it didn't really bother me to be a virgin, and I didn't feel like losing my I didn't really think about it in that sort of thing, losing my virginity. Obviously, I knew that that's what I was going to do, but it was I didn't really think about or care about having sex until I was dating somebody, and then I really wanted to have sex, and then it took a little bit to get comfy with sexual things, and then I wanted to have sex, and then I did. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm different now, you know?
Deep in the church at that age.
Got it.
And a lot of the feedback was from people slightly older than me saying, oh, I wished I would have waited. Or if you can hold out a little longer, then do that. It was never don't have sex, but it's like, you're too young to have sex.
My mom actually said that to me. She was like, once you have sex, like once you start having sex, like you can't really stop and go back. Like,
and why would I want to?
Exactly.
Was there anything else on your list?
I mean, no, this was a very pop culture heavy episode, but I think we covered all we needed to cover. I think the listeners are going to be so happy to have our perspective.
Obviously. And when wouldn't they be? Because our audience is the most grateful and supportive.
30 people
and
ever.
Involved audience I've ever seen or been a part of.
Uh-huh. And it's really fun because I kind of don't know who's listening or who's not until somebody will randomly like reference something.
And they never say like, hey, I love your podcast. It's always like, I know this intimate fact about you.
Or last week when my boyfriend texted me, why did you say that I dress bad? And I'm like, we never said that.
We never said that.
You just said that I dress like a man. So.
No, you don't.
Okay, but whatever.
Hey, I don't think you dress bad. I think you dress appropriately
for what?
For who what? You are.
For my purposes. Right. That's actually true. I'm trying. I actually got more stuff from, I got some stuff from Abercrombie.
Say that word again.
Abercrombie. No. I said it right the first time. Abercrombie. And the gag of getting clothes that fit. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. When you buy something that you love.
I'm like, wait.
That's a euphoria that nothing else can bring.
I'm like, oh my God, jeans that fit?
Jeans that fit, whoa. Shoes that look fly.
Whoa, right. Who is she? Who is she?
Yeah, right.
But speaking of having the most involved and grateful audience, subscribe. If you're not already, just hit that subscribe button.
It doesn't cost anything. It's super easy. And what it does is it notifies you when you make a new episode.
And don't make me beg, okay? Don't make me beg.
I have before.
Please leave us a 5-star rating and review. And like, if you leave a nice, that can be your birthday present to me.
Oh my God.
Like
not
if
too
you
pining on this podcast,
huh?
Not too pining on this podcast.
If you don't think that, like, if you like forgot to get me something this year and you just leave me like a really nice review,
that'll be really sweet.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Threads at NoFucksPod. Do you even thread?
I haven't threaded in a while, but I haven't threaded.
I'm going to start threading.
Start threading.
I'm going to start threading.
Needs to know. Do you even have threads?
No, not for my own account. I'll thread on NoFucks.
Work. Tell a friend. Definitely go to our website. Send us an email. It's nofuckspod.com. Nofuckspod@gmail.com. You can send us any message that is on your heart.
If you have an idea for what you want us to talk about, if you have a theory about celebrities, like
we love it. If you're new here from the TikTok or just like you found us recently, reach out to us in some way. We would love to.
Yeah, we like don't really have that much going on, so like we'll talk to you. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. It's really like an honor every other week to talk to you guys. Do we say all the things?
I think so.
On that note, I don't have any follow-up questions.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Thanks.
I don't have any follow-up questions either.
Bye.